I'd like to say good evening to everybody. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord just one more time. It's truly a blessing to be able to stand before you tonight and be able to teach this lesson. We thank God for our pastor for giving us the opportunity to teach this lesson. I don't take it lightly because he could have gotten anybody. In fact, he could have taught it himself. Our pastor, he's here tonight. I thank God for his presence. I thank God for Deacon McLean for opening us up in devotion this morning. Thank God for Brother Mazet, who's in the back there. We thank God for our media ministry for giving us the opportunity to be able to bring this to you virtually. And we thank God for our security team this evening. We thank God for that. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you tonight, dear God. And we want to give you all the praise, the glory, all the honor, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to teach this lesson to Heavenly Father. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you continue to work with us. Strengthen us, Lord. Encourage us. Enable us to do your will. And we ask, dear God, that you give us listening ears, able us, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to teach the Word of God according to the way you want it taught, dear God. Give me what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And when everything is said and done, you have all the praise, you have all the glory, you have all the honor. In the powerful name of Jesus, we do pray and do thank you. Amen. Psalms 25. We're going to look at the first five verses as Psalms 25, and we're going to look at the first five verses. And I'll be reading out of the New King James Version tonight, Psalms 25, and it says, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day." May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word. Our text tonight is coming from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 6. That's the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 6 with a concentration on verse 6. And it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Amen. We thank God for his word. This book of Hebrews is the only book in the New Testament that is truly anonymous. We really don't have an author for this book. There have been some that have been suggested, but there's really not one that's named for the book of Hebrews. The theme of in the book of Hebrews throughout the whole book is Jesus, the great high priest. And we thank God for that. When you look at this book of Hebrews, looking at chapter 11, concentrating on verse 6, faith in Jesus is a requirement for those who are followers of him. This life that we are living can sometimes weigh us down. In our trials, in our tests that we go through can dwindle the faith that we have in the God of our salvation. We are going through our, when we're going through our darkest hour and the outcome doesn't look good, we are receiving negative news on every news outlet, the country as well as the world that we are living in is going astray, and there is no light that seems to be at the end of the tunnel. The God that we serve is still the same, and he never changed. He have never changed, but Jesus, we have changed, but Jesus have not changed. We got to understand that Jesus is the same yesterday, he is the same today, and forever. Jesus never changed, but we, on the other hand, have changed. He is still in the healing business. He is still in the blessing business. He is still in the deliverance business, and he is still a provider. Sometimes, especially like now, when we're going through things in this nation, I know things are tough. Families are struggling. Some people don't understand. You hear death on every hand. You hear people going through things. But we got to understand that Jesus is still there for us. So we as Christians, we as the ones who's following him, we got to shed the light on this world to let them know that Jesus is still there. He's still a provider. He's still a deliverer. He's still a healer. And we don't need to get depressed. And we need to understand that Jesus is still there for us. Jesus is looking for our faithfulness to him, to continue to trust and believe in him. Our God is a God of faith. So don't let the devil trick you, and don't let him shake you. Do not let him cause you to give up. Keep on serving. Keep on trusting, believing in Jesus. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him." There are three things when you look in this text right here in verse 6 that we want to look at tonight. First thing we want to look at is we cannot please God without faith. The writer made it clear in this text that we cannot please God without faith. Verse 6 established, without faith, it is impossible to please him. We got to really look at that right here. We got to have faith when we approach God. We got to have faith when we come to him, because we cannot please him without faith. When you look at what's going on in the churches in America right now, in the world, it seems like we're falling off in our worship with him. And we got to understand that God is still a God of faith. We got to trust. We got to believe in him, even though the outcome might not look good. Even though we might be going through our darkest hour, we still have to trust and believe in him. Faith is the only mandatory and essential initial response of man to the grace of God. The devil knows a person void of faith cannot please God. And that's the reason why the devil is throwing things at us at every hand. We got to understand we cannot give up on God. We cannot give up on our faith in him. We come too far to turn around. When God had called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, what he's looking for from us is that we have faith in him. No matter what's going on in the world, because we know that the devil rules this world. But God is still in charge. He's still on the throne. And we know what the outcome is. Those who have given their life to him, those who are following Christ, we know what our outcome is in the end. So we have to continue to follow God no matter what's going on in our life. Faith, what is faith? I'm glad you asked, what is faith? Faith is a belief in or confident attitude toward God involving commitment to his will for our lives. Faith is the evidence at work in the life itself that God and other unseen things do in fact subsist. However, this does not imply that faith is a blind leap in the dark. We got to understand that when you believe in Christ, although you don't see him, you trust in him, you believe in him, this is not a blind leap in the dark. Don't think that you just out on a limb by yourself. You got to trust him. You got to believe him. And when you trust God and God come into your life, you will know that Jesus lives inside of you. So you will know that you're just not out there on your own. Sometimes people feel right now because they're going through things that they're out there on their own. They feel like the faith that they have in Christ, the things that they're following, the things that they're doing, they feel like God have left them. Jesus never left us, nor have he ever forsaken us. So we got to continue to follow him and have faith in him. Don't let the devil trick you, and don't let him trick you into the point where you believe that God is not there for you. We have people who are going through a lot right now. And because they're going through things, they feel like the faith that they have in Christ is null and void. God is still there. He is still there, and he's still there for you. And so don't give up on him, because he wants you to have faith in him. And the devil will throw every obstacle your way so that you can fail in your faith with Christ. How do we develop strong faith? Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Paul the apostle, when you look at Romans chapter 10, the first few verses, had came to a conclusion. And the reason why Paul came to this conclusion is because of the fact that he surveyed everything. He looked at the children of Israel, how they had turned their backs on God, how they were faithless and their Lord and Savior. He looked at the fact that when you are out here witnessing the people and you're telling them about Christ and trying to get them to understand what we're saying, he also was talking about the fact that you got to hear from the preacher. See, the problem of it is when you look at Romans chapter 10, Paul the apostle was trying to get them to understand that you got to hear from somebody, and you got to hear from the word of God through the preacher. But he came to the conclusion after all of that. He says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We will build our faith in Jesus when we invest time learning about him, spending time in worship, Bible study, Sunday school, reading the word of God on a regular basis. We need to spend less time in becoming a lazy person watching TV, surfing the internet, scrolling through Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, spreading the gossip rather than the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, that's how we start building our faith in God. When the devil starts throwing anything your way, when you have a lot of substance inside of you from studying the word of God, from listening to the word of God, from the pastor, when you start doing those things and start having those avenues, reading the word of God for yourself, then you have so much faith built up that the devil can't do anything to you. We got folks that become suicidal. We got folks that want want to get a, that they want to do anything, because of the fact that they don't have the faith they need in Christ. When you build up your faith in Him, and you follow the word of God, and you read it for yourself on a regular basis, and you hear the word of God, that's what helped build your faith. And that's why Paul says that, he said that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we need to get to a point when we going through things, don't fall off in worshiping God. Don't fall off in coming to church. Don't fall off in coming to Sunday school. Don't fall off in participation, because we need that to help build our faith. When you come to worship service and you hear the word of God takes root in your heart. And when it takes root in your heart, it helps you to grow where you need to grow as being a Christian for the Lord. So we got to understand, when you look at this right here, we are, that's how you start renewing the faith that you have in Jesus. So we got to understand, our whole stance is that if you want to develop a strong faith, you have to have faith. It comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. We need to stop spending so much time investing in the time that we have and doing everything but hearing from God. We can hear from God through various ways. And you have to be careful, because I want you to understand that just because somebody is teaching or preaching the word of God, it doesn't mean that they necessarily call. When you give your life to Christ and you have a solid relationship with Him, God is going to lead you, and He's going to show you where you need to be, who you need to be listening to, and who you don't need to listen to. So you need to be mindful of the Spirit of God, of the things that you take in your mind. And so when you take in the word of God and you learn of Him, that'll help build your faith. The more you hear God's word, the deeper and greater your faith will become. So we got to understand that we cannot please God without faith. So that's one of the things that we see here in verse 6. Another thing we see in verse 6 is we need to have confidence in God. So we got to understand, when you're talking about having confidence in God, verse 6 confirms, he who comes to God must believe that He is. When you look at this right here, he who comes to God must believe that He is. That's saying that you have to have belief in God. Faith is the nominal form of the verb to believe. To believe connotes that the idea of trust and confidence in Him. So when you're talking about believing in God right here, you're talking about having confidence in Him. You're talking about trusting Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the first verse we read, says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when you look at faith right here, it's talking about faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the solid, unshakable confidence in God, which is built upon the assurance that He will be faithful to His promises. We got to understand that God is always faithful to the promises that He has for us. The thing about it is, we got to have faith. Faith is the substance. It is the solid foundation in which the things that we hope for, the things that we pray for, the things that we believe and trust in God. That evidence of the things that we have, we got to understand, is the evidence is the things that's not seen. So when we have faith in Christ, although we don't see Him, although we don't see the fruition right now, we see that faith is the evidence that is going to come to pass. The problem with us is God's timing is not our time. See, when we pray to God and we ask God for things according to His will, we think that God is instantaneous. For example, if we ask God for healing, we think that God's supposed to heal us right now. When we ask God to deliver a loved one, we think God's supposed to deliver him right now. Just because God does not move in our time does not mean that He's not going to do it. When you have faith, that's showing confidence in the God of your salvation. And when you have confidence in him, that's why the first verse right here says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. And so we got to understand that's how God operates. And people get discouraged. They get discouraged because of the fact that God does not move on their time. And so we got to understand that God don't move on our time. He moves on his time. So don't get discouraged because things don't happen in the time frame in which you want it to happen in. So we still have to have confidence in the God of our salvation. In our modern times, faith has been weakened in meaning so that some people use it to mean having their own self-confidence. So that's how it is in modern times. We think that when we have faith, we think it's instantaneous and it's our own self-confidence. So, but in the Bible, true faith is confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ, not in oneself. So in other words, we cannot lean and depend upon ourselves. We cannot have confidence in ourselves. We have to have confidence in our Lord and Savior. And the reason why we have to have confidence in our Lord and Savior, because he have the ability, he have the power, he can do whatever he want to do, and he can deliver, and he can bring us out just like he want to. There is no need to be discouraged, dismayed, confused, or have the feeling of alienation. But we need to have total trust and confidence in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we got to understand that. See, that's why we have one of my coworkers and I was talking on yesterday about, they was talking about some of the nurses that was in New York. And they were saying that it was a hard job for them. And one of the reasons why it was a hard job, because they seen so much stuff. Some of them became depressed. Some of them took their own life. Some of them quit nursing for good. And the reason why they did that is because they didn't have no substance. So you become discouraged when you're going through a pandemic, when you don't have no faith in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, God has to be the one to keep us. God has to be the one to sustain us. God has to be the one to heal us. And so we got to lean and depend on him no matter what's going on in our life. And so we have to understand that we have to have total trust. We have to have total confidence in our Lord and Savior. So don't let the devil have you discouraged. Don't let him have you dismayed and confused. See, when the devil throws sickness your way, when he throws disease your way, when he throws a lot of death in your family your way, people become confused. And the reason why they become confused, because they don't understand how God operates. And when you understand how God operates, then you will know that Jesus Christ, when we start having confidence in him, he can show you how he operates. That's the reason why I said, don't allow the devil to make a crank out of you because you think that God should move when you want him to move. See, we don't need to have self-confidence in ourselves. We got to have confidence in him. So we got to have confidence in God. So we got to have belief in the God of our salvation. And that's one of the main points that we got to make for us as Christian people. A lot of times people say they believe in him, but they truly don't show it in the way they live their life. If you say that you gave your life to Christ and you say you believe in him, then there's going to be an outward showing that you believe in Christ. Everything that come your way, the devil won't be able to get you down because you have a belief in Jesus Christ. And so we ought to see where we have confidence in him. That's the reason why the word of God said that it's impossible to please God if you don't have faith in him. And that's why it said he who comes to him, he who comes, that's folks that get saved and those who are trying to have a closer relationship with him that comes to him must believe that he is. In other words, that he exists. So when you understand that Jesus truly exists and can't nobody shake you and they cannot discredit what Jesus has done for you, then you will understand how God operates. So, not only we cannot please God without faith, not only do we need to have confidence in God, but also we need to continue to seek God. And that's in the last portion of verse 6. Verse 6 make it plain. Make that plain. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, there's much to be said about Christ being a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, when you look at verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. It says, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, one thing about us, we love rewards. We want to be rewarded. We want to be rewarded for our faithfulness to God. The problem about rewards is we don't want to be diligent in seeking him in order to obtain those rewards. Now, the rewards is just not stuck on salvation. The rewards is on salvation. It's also on healing. It's also on deliverance. It's also on God being provider. It's also with God watching out for us and him keeping us. You got to understand that God is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. So we have established that our God is a God of faith. And we must continue to trust and have confidence in him, no matter what we are going through and no matter how the outcome look. God is looking for diligent followers. So when we go through our trials, when we go through our tests, what God is looking for us to continue to remain faithful to him. See, people think that when they're going through stuff that they want to go hide. They want to seek. They want to be by themselves. They don't want to be bothered. That's when you should be praising God all the more. It's when you're going through things. You still should be diligent in your worship with God. You should be diligent in your approach with God. You should be diligent in honoring God and praising him no matter what you're going through. So the time is not just to praise God when things are going well in our life. The time to praise God even when things are not going well in our life. And that's what God is looking for. He's looking for diligent followers. And so when you are a diligent follower, there's nothing can shake you from worshiping and giving time to God. We have people who fall off coming to church when things are going on in their life. You can tell good when something is bothering somebody or somebody have crossed their path or things are not going well in their family. You don't need to hide. You need to be diligent in your worship to God and continue to follow him. And that's why God is looking for diligent followers, because he said that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. God cannot reward us if we're not going to be diligent in our approach to him. Isaiah 55 and 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. When we are going through our trials and tests, God still wants us to be diligent in our faithfulness to him. Don't stop being faithful to the Lord because you're going through things. Don't stop being faithful to the Lord because you got a bad report from the doctor. Just because you receive bad news is not an excuse to not be a diligent follower of the Lord. God wants us to continue to follow him and to seek his faith. Do not allow the devil to get into your mind and cause you to lose trust and confidence in your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, the problem we have is that's what the devil want to do. We have to be careful about that. And the reason why we have to be careful is because we allow the devil to get into our mind and steal our focus and our attention with the Lord. When you have a deep relationship with God, the devil wants to destroy that. And the reason why he wants to destroy it is because he don't want you to be a follower of God. He know that if you lose your faith in him, then you'll start going back being lost. You'll start backsliding. You'll start doing things that God delivered you out of. You don't need to lose your faith in him. Don't let him mess your mind up in thinking that God is not there for you. And because you serve God, doesn't mean all the time that God gonna do what you want him to do. God have his own will for our lives. Sometimes we pray to God because we don't want death to happen in our family. Well, we got to understand that everybody got to leave here one day. And because God took a loved one of yours is not an excuse to backslide and not be diligent in your worship to the Lord. There's a lot that's going on in our country, and we hear a lot of negative news, but we still have to be diligent in our worship, be diligent in our studying, be diligent in our faithfulness to God. And so when we be diligent to him, we'll see how God will open up doors for us that no man can shut. And that's what we got to understand, how God operates. We need to continue to worship and praise the Lord, even when we are going through our darkest hour in our life. Sometimes we going through our darkest hour, we still need to worship and praise him. Be thankful unto God that things are not worse or things are as good as it is. When we're thankful to him and God see our appreciation, that's what he seeks. To actually deliver us out of our situation and to heal us from our illnesses and our sicknesses. We got to turn to God and we got to continue to diligently seek him in order for God to continue to bless us. Jesus rewards us for our faithfulness to him, not only through salvation, but also through healing, deliverance, blessings, and keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. Sometimes I think about myself and how God kept me even when I wasn't faithful to him. I remember back when I was a teenager, I was 16 years old, and I had just started driving. And I know I was going to town for something. It was at night. But anyway, I was driving faster than I needed to drive for the conditions that was going on outside. And I was driving my granddaddy's pickup truck. I had a truckload of guys. Actually, it's a blessing because two of them was going to get on the back of the truck. But what happened was, they got on, and we all jammed in the cab of the truck, and this is what we did. You know, back then, you know, we didn't wear seatbelts like we do now. So anyway, we went on our way to town. Halfway there, I lost control of the vehicle. We flipped over three times. The truck was totally destroyed. But to make a long story short, God saved all of our lives. And what I thought about was, and what we thought about, was those two guys who wanted to get on the back of the truck, had they been on there, they probably would have been dead. But God kept me even when I didn't have sense enough to keep myself. And that's the kind of God that we serve. So when we're talking about the God being a reward, that's how God is. See, I was young in my Christian faith. I was going to church and I was being dragged to church by my grandmother and granddad all the time. We had to work in the church. We were diligent in working in the church, but God kept us because we were still diligent in seeking him. So God will reward you. God will keep you even when you don't think he will. Sometimes we have unseen danger around us all the time, and God will still keep us because of us just being faithful to him. And so we got to understand that's the God that we serve, and that's how he operates. The problem of it is the devil want to stop that. And the reason why he want to stop that is because he don't want us to have a relationship with the Lord. So don't let the devil destroy or come between your relationship that you have with Jesus Christ. We need to remember, as his children, no matter what we are going through, he will never leave us nor will he forsake us. That's the kind of God that we serve. We don't have to ever look at our life and think that God is not there for us. Even when we feel like God don't hear us, even when we feel like God is not doing for us, even when we think that God don't hear our prayers, even when we think that God not answer our prayers, he is still there for us. So by being his children, we got to understand that God said that he will never leave us or forsake us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. I want you to understand that God is a caring God. He has a caring spirit, and he cares for us. Don't be dismayed. Don't be downtrodden. Don't be discouraged. Don't be confused. Continue to worship. Continue to follow Christ. Continue to be a diligent seeker of his, so that he can be, so you can live a blessed life. The only way that we are going to live a blessed life according to his will is we have to continue to be diligent in seeking him. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. So I want to encourage you tonight. I want you to understand that God is with us. God know what we're going through. God know the tests. He know the trials. He know the pressure. He know the things that you're going through. He know what you go through on your job. He know what you go through in your own home. He know what you go through in your community. The only way that we're going to have a blessed church, we got to be diligent seekers of him. We got to be faith walkers. We got to seek God through faith. And that's what we have to do. That's what God's looking for from us. That pleases him to have faith in him. And so we got to understand that our church can be blessed. Our community can be blessed. The nation that we live in can be blessed by us being diligent in our approach and diligent in seeking him. So you'll never know on your job, in your community, how God operates through you as an individual. Sometimes people have jobs and jobs close down. But sometimes God shows favor because of you. Be the light. Be the person that God can show favor through and continue to keep those doors open on your job. Be the light and let God show favor in your household. Be the light. Let God show favor in your community. But we have to understand that God is looking for something from us. He wants us to continue to be faithful to him. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to have confidence in him. And he wants us to diligently seek after him. And that's what he's looking for from us as Christians. And so we got to understand in this chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. May God bless you, and may God keep you tonight. We're going to ask that you continue to pray for our pastor and his family. Pray for him as he travels to Troy to get a message on tomorrow. We're going to ask that you continue to pray for our church family. We have a sick list. We have people that have bereaved families. And we ask that you continue to pray for them. We need your prayers. We need your prayers for this church. We know that the coronavirus is going around in every avenue, every neck of the woods. It don't matter where you live. Don't matter who you are. It don't discriminate. And it doesn't care what color you are. So we got to understand that we got to continue to pray for each other. God is in the blessing business. God is in the healing business. And he can do wonders through us that we continue to pray for each other. And so when we pray for each other, and God will answer our prayers, and he will heal the ones that's affected by this dreadful disease. We pray for your families. Pray for my family. Pray for our deacon ministry. Pray for all the auxiliaries here at this church, our administrative staff. We need your prayers. And we thank God for you. We thank God for those who tuned in and who are watching virtually tonight. And we thank God for the opportunity to teach his word. We're going to end in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you tonight, dear God. And we want to give you all the praise, the glory, all the honor, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for our pastor. We pray, dear God, that you continue to work with him, dear God. Continue to keep him, strengthen him, Lord. Continue to watch over him, dear Heavenly Father. Protect him and his family, dear God. We ask, dear God, that you allow him traveling in grace to and from tomorrow, dear Heavenly Father. And we pray, dear God, that you give him a message, give him a word from on high right now. Continue to anoint him, dear God. Crown his head with wisdom and in knowledge. We thank you for him, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear God, for our associates here, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for our pastor emeritus Walker and his family, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for our deacon ministry and their families, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all of our auxiliaries, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask to God that you continue to touch this church. Touch this church family. Continue to unify us. Help us, dear Heavenly Father, to be on one accord for your purpose. And we ask, dear God, that you look at our sick list, dear Heavenly Father. You know the names that are on there. We ask, dear God, that you heal those that's on it, dear Heavenly Father. You know what they stand in the need of. You know what ailments they have, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask that you heal them, dear God, according to your will. You said, dear God, that in your word, that by your stripes, that we are healed. And we thank you for it right now, dear God. We thank you for your healing power. And we claim the victory right now, dear God. We claiming it right now, dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, dear Lord, that you continue to work with those, dear God, as I have the bereaved family, dear God. We ask that you comfort them. We ask that you console them, dear Heavenly Father. Touch them, dear Heavenly Father. We know, dear Heavenly Father, that you don't make any mistakes. And we pray, dear God, that your will be done in their lives. We ask, dear God, you continue to work with our youth. Work with our youth department, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you just continue to touch our youth, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you keep them, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, dear Lord, that you place a hedge of protection around our youth, dear God. As they be at school, as they travel down these dangerous highways. And we ask that you protect them, dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're asking, dear God, that your will be done in our lives. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this church. We ask, dear God, that you help us to stand, dear Heavenly Father, for your will, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask, dear God, that you enable us to reach those, dear Heavenly Father, in this community. Reach those that's in this town, in this nation, in this country. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for allowing us, dear Heavenly Father, to be out, dear Heavenly Father, on social media. And we pray, dear God, that your will be done in the lives of those that it touched, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word, and we ask, dear God, that it don't fall on deaf ears, dear Heavenly Father, that your word does not come back void. And we pray, dear God, it accomplish that whatever you send it out to do. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, dear Heavenly Father, when everything is said and done, you have all the praise, you have all the glory, you have all the honor. It is in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus we do pray. And do thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.